This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We will take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. You just dial on in toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio, Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Let's jump right into your phone calls. Just in case you're just now tuning in the first hour, we did talk about the shooters in Las Vegas, people who allegedly shot two cops to death and an innocent person in a Walmart. The cops were shot in a Cece's Pizza. They claim they were starting a revolution. And there's a larger conversation there that we can still have about the idea of a revolution. And has there ever been a peaceful revolution? And can you get to peace as an end goal with violence as your means? I firmly believe that you can't. But people may disagree. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones where Greg is on the line in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Greg. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to say I recently started listening to your show, and I really like the upbeat attitude you guys have on it. And I am definitely for peace. I just wanted to say that I've been discussing politics with my friends on Facebook for about 2 years because a lot of them are very passionate about it. And I have different friends of all kinds of political views. But the most vocal were always the anarcho-capitalists and sort of decrying the government. And I just wanted to call in to your show and kind of ask from my perspective because I always wondered, I have a lot of sympathy, obviously, for anarchist views and criticizing the government because there's a lot to criticize, of course. But my question is, if capitalists are okay with, you know, having a building, for example, a co-op or a condo run in some sort of centralized manner with the management team and maybe some democracy, maybe not, and if they're okay with a neighborhood being run that way, then really, what's the difference if the organization gets larger, if it's a city or a state? I mean, you have to run it somehow, and there's always going to be problems. But you can't get rid of a structure and have anarchy, in my opinion. So how do anarchists deal with that?
Sure. Well, I would want to live in a neighborhood like that as long as the contracts were voluntary and I'm able to opt in or out. That's what makes the big difference between the structure. I think the structure could be exactly the same. I might have a lot of the same organizational structure of a town. It would just be that I wouldn't be forced to pay. The services would have to compete for my dollars.
Well, right. So you gave examples of relatively small organizations first, a neighborhood association or perhaps, you know, something more intimate. But either way,
right.
Or like a co-op, a business, an employee-owned business, maybe a commune. These are things that people are getting into together with one another on a consensual basis. Everybody involved in a commune, everybody involved in a co-op, everybody involved in this neighborhood, like a deed-restricted neighborhood or a condo association, they're all coming in, they're being, you know, they're consenting to the rules of the organization before they get started in it. The state doesn't do things that way. They presume that you are consenting to their system, and if you tell them you don't consent, they don't care if you're not consenting. They're going to force their way on you.
Well, okay. Suppose that you go into a condo and it has a no pets policy, right? Or it forces you to pay rent. When you say it forces you, I mean, you don't have to stay in the condo. You can leave. And yes.
No, I would never say they forced you to do anything. Maybe
right.
If I said anything like that, I'd want to make sure I'm clear. I don't believe that
okay,
at
so
all.
Okay, so it goes back to property. I see where you're going with it, and I'm delighted to have the conversation. It goes back to property. How did the United States get its property?
Well, hold on one second. I just wanted to just finish the one sentence. If a city, let's go to a city for a second, and then we'll go to a state for sure. But when you say the state, there's not the state. I mean, just as short as
the state's a concept.
Officer. If a police officer arrests you, let's say in some local county, it's not likely that it's the U.S. government that is involved at all. It's actually a local, it's a local organization. And it's a local county jail. But anyway, what I'm saying is if a city...
Well, just to be clear, before you go on, Greg, just to be clear, yeah. when I say the state, and I think this may apply to Derek and Mark as well, but when I say the state, I mean this idea of human beings ruling over others without their consent. So to me, the state applies to anything calling themselves the government. I mean, okay. So, you know, the city of Keene...
The people that claims a monopoly.
Yeah, the city of Keene is the state
to me. A monopoly on the use of force. Yeah.
Well, but the city of Keene isn't the state, Ian. The city of Keene is given its power by an organization that actually is called a state. The state.
Well, now you're
New
differing Hampshire. Between what the state is as we know it on a map versus the state as an idea.
But it's,
well, before
it's not
the state
really,
existed,
though.
You had cities, and then the cities joined into a state. But what I'm saying
is, I don't know that that's true. Whoa! Wait a second, because that's my question here. Is that you're talking about a condominium as though a condominium and the United States or the state of New Hampshire, or whatever state we wish to pick, are the same. And I contend that they're not. A condominium was, purchased, and the land was recognized as to be along to this association. People bought in, and they were on board. Whereas I'd like to ask you,
sure.
How did the United States get its property?
Well, sure.
Who did they pay for it?
I mean, that's obviously a long. That would take a long time to talk about the history of the United States and the Articles of Confederation and how it formed initially. But the point is,
I really. What I'm talking about is I'm talking about killing Indians and stealing their land. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that was not nice, of course.
And I'm talking about creating. I'm talking about creating an organization around people because that's what happened even with white settlers. We're going to have ourselves a democratic republic. Everybody vote. Okay, you vote. No, too bad. You're in too.
The xenophobia and the killing of Native Americans and taking their land is, of course, not something that someone would defend. But
so,
I'm not saying that.
Well, I understand. But then the idea of a democratic republic was built up around people who disagreed, right? Like they had a vote.
No. What I'm saying is people always form groups, regardless of if you have anarchy, they'll go right back to forming a group, and those groups will always ally with other groups in order, for mutual protection, for example, and they'll form ever larger groups, and you need a structure. I mean, when you talk about a state, yes, if a city forced you to stay in that city, you would have a case. You would say, yes, cannot leave the city. I can't move to another condominium. I can't leave this organization. Yes, then you're forced. You're not forced to stay in a condominium, and actually most countries let you emigrate to other countries. It just happens that there are no places on earth that are developed.
Right.
Don't have,
you can be free as long as you can find a place that isn't a plantation. Good luck, slave. That's it's a Hobson's choice. Here's what I believe people should be able to do. You, me, and everybody who believes like me should be able to buy some land. Call it 500 acres. And we should
with
be able to.
With what money, though?
Our money.
With what? With fiat money or with.
I don't care what money you use. Clamshells. I purchase some land from somebody who has, deed to that land,
okay.
And then we should be able to set up, whatever society we want in competition with, say, the United States government, the Canadian government, whatever government. We're creating our own bit of land. But the fact is that some city or county or state or federal government or the UN or, some variety of these people will come in and they'll say, no, you cannot be free. You may not set up your own competing organization. You may not live harmoniously, voluntarily. You must pay us money. And that's really where the competition dies down, right? Like, you and I should be able to opt out. Look, we'll stay here on this 500 acres. And we'll ask you, we'll get a visa to come out. We'll follow your little rules to leave. But we should be able to stay right here and make our own society. And if you can't do that, you're not free. Go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, this actually was the case as the Western frontier was conquered. People actually needed enough people to form a state in the first place. They actually chose to enter the Union. And one more thing, the Native American tribes do have their own reservations, and they're independent. They don't have to pay taxes, and they have treaties with the United States. So even in this country, we do have actually people who are not part of the United States.
Yep, there are people there. Native Americans have certain different agreements and that kind of thing. Most of them don't have sovereignty. Go and ask the Lakotas how they feel about their sovereignty that they were contractually obligated to. I'm not talking about the killing. I'm talking about today. And those contracts are null and void. But the fact is that, that's true, but I can't do it.
Let's keep the conversation going on this here. Hang on, Greg. We'll bring you back.
You're white.
More on the way in moments with Greg. If he sticks with us. 855 453. Free talk.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring us anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. That'll be approved. Just give it a few minutes, and then it'll be easy for you to call in from that point forward. So, again, Skype us over at username LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live's going to Chicago in July, the 19th and 20th, to the North American Bitcoin Conference. Should be a great event. It's going to be held at Chicago's McCormick Place South Building. Lots of speakers there, including Brock Pierce, who's going to be talking about investing in digital currency. Philip Filipowski of the Peace Action Network. Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin. Tony Gallippi, he's from BitPay. Roger Ver, better known as Bitcoin Jesus. Kathy Reisenwitz from Young Voices. All kinds of names going to the event. Besides Ian and I doing Free Talk Live two nights out there. It should be very exciting. You can get your tickets at btcchicago.com. BTC stands for Bitcoin. That's kind of the abbreviation for it. BTCChicago.com. You can pay in Bitcoin. It's the 19th and 20th of July. BTCChicago.com.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Greg is in New York, called in with some good questions and discussion about sort of the nature of the state versus other consensually organized organizations, which, of course, is the difference between the state and those other organizations. When you join up with a, you know, whether it's a neighborhood association or a cooperative, you're agreeing to the rules in advance. You are in, you're either in enough agreement to join or you don't join. And then you can go and start your own organization and try to get people to join yours. The state doesn't operate in that way. They are a group of men and women who have claimed monopoly status over a certain geographic landmass, and they are going to force their viewpoint down your throat, whether you like it or not. And if you do things they don't want you to do, or if you don't do things they do want you to do, they've got a nice cold cage waiting for you where you might be tortured. And that just, you know, if you go to a, you know, if you're joining a new neighborhood association and you don't like the rules, then don't join. You know, you've got that freedom. With the state, that freedom doesn't exist. And when I use the term the state, I do include cities and towns. And Mark, you say you don't include them.
That's not exactly right, though. Okay, cities and towns exist at the pleasure of an organization called the State of, here in the United States.
They're part of the state.
They are the state.
Okay, so then we agree.
Right, that's the point. And the United States, the federal government, is a federation of states. It's become, in and of itself, a state, because now the Supreme Court has ruled that a state cannot leave the union, so therefore it then becomes an organization claiming monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass, and they don't have any problem using it, considering they haven't not been at war since like the 1850s.
So I like what Derek Jay said in the last segment, and then I just wanted the freedom to leave, the freedom to opt out, not leave physically, but to leave mentally, to exit from this supposed agreement that I've signed, which of course I've never done, this ridiculous social contract idea. I'd like to be able to just live my life peacefully, as long as I don't harm anyone else, and not have to deal with the intrusions of these people calling themselves the state. Is that okay?
Well, I mean, you know what that sounds like to me? It sounds a lot like Thoreau, you know, going to live at Lake Walden and trying to kind of, and also he practiced civil disobedience, he didn't pay his taxes. He tried to opt out, for sure. There's a series right now on the History Channel called Mountain Men. You know, people, yes, you are able to kind of go out there in the wilderness and not be with anyone.
Somebody's going to come around looking for property taxes.
You can go. You might be able to find some place, maybe on federal land, where you can go yourself and sort of, hunt bear or whatever it is you do with your bare hands. Yeah. I don't know. But if you start, like, I used an example where I want to buy. There literally is more than 500 acres behind my house, and yes, I could purchase it. If I were to purchase that, and I were to say, find a whole dozens and dozens of my friends that I wanted to go live out there with, and we're going to create our own society. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about hunting a salmon with your bare teeth. I'm talking about building roads, your own roads, not government roads, but your own roads, your own buildings that aren't inspected by the government, growing your own food and selling them to the people who are your neighbors in there without getting an inspection. Try to do that.
You would agree that inside a building, you couldn't just start your own thing without paying rent, right? You can't suddenly turn your
apartment. Keep going back to this condominium thing. But like I've said, a condominium is purchased. The land is owned. The United States federal government never bought the land. They never they killed and destroyed and stole it.
Right. You use the word own as you sort of look at the word own in this absolute sense. But really, to own something is to have a monopoly and to exclude others from the use of it.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Yep. So how do you get a monopoly? You have to enforce it. And the word force is right there in that word, enforce. If you can't enforce a monopoly, in what sense do you really own anything in the first place? So
what would be wrong with defending your property with force?
No, nothing. And, it could be wrong if it's not really your property. I mean, the Native Americans didn't believe in owning land, and we killed them, you know, so.
I have not killed anyone, make it clear.
Yep, and I'm Native American, so.
Never hurt anybody, certainly not a Native American. Are you suggesting, Greg, that the government actually does own everything?
Right,
therefore,
he's conceding that point.
No, I'm not really.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying the word own. The word own is equivocating here. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's pretty important because it's the owner. It's being the owner of a thing that gives you the authority to make rules about that thing. And what Mark seems to be saying is that he doesn't believe that the federal government seems to have legitimate authority, and they don't seem to have legitimate ownership.
And you certainly don't have freedom if you can't choose to take property that you bought, and really you're just buying the right to rent it from the federal government, from some state or another. If you don't have the right to remove that from the tax rate, then you don't own it. They do.
Right. I'm basically saying, look, we are living in the 21st century. We're lucky to be born here because 3,000, 4,000 years ago, states emerged. Before that, you know, there were actually the natural state was that you could be overrun by your neighbors and they would kill you or enslave you. So, yes, now we can afford to talk about, sort of owning
morality.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I can still be overrun by my neighbors. They'll suit up, get in a Bearcat, and they'll come and overrun my house if they want to. They call themselves the Keene Police Department.
But for most people in the United States, you know, they sleep safe at night knowing that their neighbor is not going to suddenly take over their neighbor.
Well, that's not true.
I don't know if they know it.
Whoa. If they're sleeping safely and soundly at night, it's because they've been ignoring all the news stories about men in an attack truck rolling into people's homes and shooting dogs and arresting people.
50,000. This is not 50% of the nation.
50,000 SWAT raids per year in this nation. I get where you're saying that it's not happening all the time.
Just because it hasn't happened to you doesn't mean it won't tomorrow night.
No, but if
you
don't step out of line. Guys, let me just say for 1 minute. All I'm trying to say is that the state is an if you have anarchy, it will go right back to being a state eventually. So yes,
I don't use the term anarchy. I am not an anarchist, and I don't use that terminology. So I don't know what you mean when you say.
That's fine. Let's just say, if on a scale from zero, on a scale of statism, okay, where zero is no statism, which is like completely averse to any organization whatsoever, and 10 is extreme statism, right? I am saying that zero, it has never occurred, it is impossible, and at best, it will be a transient state, and it will go right back to 3 or 4.
Greg, thanks for your call. I appreciate you explaining your position, and I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number tonight
in the future too.
Is 855-453. I think he's right now, that the state would recreate itself if it were disappeared tomorrow.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. That's, again, user lrn.fm. Hopefully you'll have a good microphone that you're using, like Ty did earlier, or at least a microphone. We did just have a guy on Skype, and I've asked him to call in on the phone lines. There was an issue with the mic. He was just kind of talking into the laptop, and it just wasn't the greatest sound.
Yeah, sometimes it works on Skype, and sometimes it doesn't. That's why we have both.
So having like a headset mic or any kind of like any mic that's an upgrade from your default kind of just the mic in the laptop is going to make you sound a lot better. And if you make a habit of calling, you know, this show or Derek J's show or any other show, go ahead and spend the money to get yourself a decent microphone. It's not a whole lot of money that you have to throw into it. So, again, Skype username, lrn.fm. Cash into coins is no more, Mark. What happened?
Well, they turned into Express Coin. They're your best choice for buying Bitcoin or Dogecoin.
So, wait, it's still Cash into Coins, just a new name, new brand, same crew, right? The same people behind the scenes?
Yeah, they've changed some things up. They're doing some more changes as time goes by, mm-hmm. but initially there's an app that you can get on your smartphone. phone to buy bitcoins just sort of off your smartphone rather than using a laptop or anything like that.
Sweet.
Yep, that's pretty awesome. Also, they are now selling Dogecoin, so it's you know, more fast, so easy, much legal. Wow, it's inexpensive. Yeah, I wrote that copy. Thank you so much. Be here all week. ExpressCoin still prides themselves on their same customer service that CashIntoCoins.com always provided. As a matter of fact, the new sort of upgraded back end on the website makes it so that they can even increase their customer service, and I'm excited about that. Hmm. I've done a lot of business with them. And it's great, so they can focus even more so on meeting your needs. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer starting off at ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at ExpressCoin.com.
So if you accidentally go to CashIntoCoins.com, it will take you to a page sort of explaining to you what's happened, and you can forward on over to
ExpressCoin. I haven't gone over there, but as I understand it, it'll either they'll just forward you over.
That's what I was just telling you.
Oh, okay, you're telling me. Yes. Excellent.
ExpressCoin.com. All right, so let's go to Jack. He is in New Hampshire. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live, and I believe this is Jack, the creator of the Alt Expo.
That's the one. You're talking at him.
Well, hi, Jack. You created the Alt Expo back when? What year was it? It was during one of the Liberty Forums, right? Or was it during Porkfest?
No, it's actually at the first Liberty Forum, 2007. So we actually started organizing Liberty Forum in 2006. And the thing about movements like this is there's always factions and there's always people that want to talk about this and that. And the organizer has to make the cut somewhere. And so they made the cut where they cut off all the topics I was interested in, and actually kind of a significant faction of folks.
Just to bring our listeners up to speed, the Liberty Forum is a yearly event that the Free State Project puts on as kind of a way for you to, an excuse for folks to come up and check out New Hampshire and experience the community and see great speakers and panel discussions. And Jack, you had decided that as someone who was interested in attending, that it wasn't as interesting because the topics you wanted to see weren't happening. So you created your own sort of complementary but yet competing event happening in the same hotel.
Well, no, not competing at all. We were trying to draw people back into the movement that were kind of dropping out. At the time, there had already been a big split between they used to call it in-the-system activists and the out-of-the-system activists. And the out-of-the-system activists had even split off from the Free State Project Forum, which is where all the action was before Facebook. And so they formed their own forum called nhfree.com. And then it turned out the organizers made all the topics at the 2007 Liberty Forum all political. And these people said, well, geez, I don't want to go to that. That's the stuff I'm against. So in order to kind of complement the main program, we did kind of the free thing, and we did it ourselves. We did a DIY site event, which a lot of people don't know, but that's been a long tradition in the libertarian movement anyway. Because, like kind of my mentor Sam Konkin said, everybody here is in complete disagreement. So we'll get along in our disagreement.
So what's happening this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival? How is Alt Expo going to represent?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We're being halfway merged into the main program. The organizers, Dave and Christine from Nashua, are good friends, and we have a Nashua Liberty discussion group there, too. And they said they liked our topics, and so they wanted to invite us down onto the main field into one of the tents. So there's a tent called the Shaolin tent, and we'll be in there from noon till 7 every day. And
So Alt Expo used to have its own tent at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It used to be kind of a little bit of ways from the main festival area, but yet pretty close. I mean, if you walked into the main camping grounds, it was right there on the right. I've kind of been joking, Jack, that you guys have sold out to the man by accepting the tent from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Have they put any restrictions on you as far as content?
Well, I guess the main thing is they don't want to talk about the use of force and when it's authorized and all that, because they're afraid it'll cross over a line. Other than that, it's pretty wide open. But what we've done, what we used to do is just rent a couple of campsites. So we had one site where we had our big circus tent, you know, where we had our talks. And then next to that, we have the Expo Village. Because, you know, the whole thing we're trying to do is recognize some real issues in the movement. And that is, we started in an organized way campsite sharing, you know, because some people are really on a budget. So we don't want to have anybody miss these events. We want them to be able to get to them and share the costs. Like if somebody can't even afford a campsite, I probably shouldn't say this, but we'll offer them a scholarship if they'll do some job around there. So we've got a guy he's trading, taking out our trash for a little tent site, for his little pup tent.
Cool. Well, I'm glad to hear that you guys are helping people get up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, because it is a blast and it's not too expensive as is. But if you can share a campsite with multiple people, then it really does bring the cost down. So give me one or two examples, because I know you guys are loaded up with things that are happening throughout the week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and at the new Alt Expo tent. What are a couple things you're excited about? What presentations or goings on?
Well, yeah, we are loaded up. We have like 69 time slots. It just boggles my mind, because I think at the first event we had 10 or 12 things. But on, you don't want to start at one end and go to the other, huh?
No.
We have Scott Crowe coming up. He's the author of a book called Black Flags and Windmills. And so he's an anarchist that jumped in as a mutual aid volunteer after Katrina in New Orleans. So they formed a mutual aid collective there to help folks out. So he's since then, he's made a movie, which we're going to show. This is on Thursday night, called Informants. And it's about infiltration of movements, things like that. So Scott's coming up from Austin, Texas. He's actually on a tour. I think he's doing Boston a night or two before that. So we're really psyched. He's our first actually paid speaker at Alt Expo. Because,
oh, wow.
You know, part of our philosophy has always been, like, a lot of the people here already do have something to say, and for the folks that are coming into town to check out New Hampshire, they may want to hear what some of the projects that, you know, local people are doing, or what their passions are.
Jack, you got time for one more happening at Alt Expo here in 2 weeks.
Well, I should probably plug one of my talks. I'm doing one called Justice and the Sequence Question. I think there's some things that need to be addressed. There's some big major questions for libertarians, and the one I'm going to address is called the Sequence Question.
You'll have to go and check out the details. Is it altexpo.org still, Jack?
Yes.
Altexpo.org. And I imagine y'all's schedule is going to be on the official Porkfest site as well?
Yeah, I think it's all going to be up there. We're scrambling like crazy to get it all.
Thanks, Jack. Yeah, it is definitely crunch time, and we'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to be broadcasting live from there, June 22nd through the 29th, porcfest.com, more Free Talk Live coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, New Jersey dress code. We will explain what one town has decided to put into effect. I believe, Mark, you've got that story. And then Derek J. will tell us about a hacker who's apparently billed the government for the time he spent behind bars hourly. So we'll continue. We can get to those stories. Your calls, Aldo, come first here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And there was something else that we had talked about previously earlier in the hour, and then we talked about Alt Expo and kind of got off the topic. So I'd like to just bring it back real quick before we go back into your calls. The idea of recreating the state, the suggestion from, I think it was Greg called earlier tonight, and he suggested towards the end of his call that if, you know, the state were to go to zero, that eventually, not long thereafter, someone would rebuild it. And I think he's right that today that's true. Because the state is essentially a creation of the collective consciousness, if you will. People believe in the state. We don't. The hosts on the show, I don't think, believe in the state. We know that there are people who do believe in the state, and those people will use violence to enforce their beliefs in the state on the rest of us. So, begrudgingly, Derek, you and I will show up in court because we know that if we don't, those men with guns are going to come and find us, and then things are going to get worse and worse over time. So
that's right. It's about the actions that people take, the actions of the people who believe that a state exists versus my actions, which would be, you know, none or peaceful. I wouldn't go and cage someone for not showing up for a court date or something like that.
But we are living in the world where most people at least seem to believe in the state and will, in a lot of cases, back the people calling themselves the state in almost anything that they do. against those of us who don't subscribe to that same belief system. So yes, I think the state would, if you press that red button and then the state disappeared tomorrow, someone would absolutely rebuild.
That wasn't the claim he made. He said that if in some point in the future the state disappeared, then it would just regenerate itself.
Well, I think that's also a true statement, unless something changes.
Right.
What has to change is that people have to stop believing and wanting and desiring the state and to control others, because that's what the state manifests out of.
People are always going to want to control others, and you should be able to control others to a certain point, and that is,
I mean, against their consent.
To the end of your own nose. Once, if somebody's not aggressing against you, then you can't aggress against them. This is an agreement. This is the true social contract that really does exist, is that I will not, perpetrate force or fraud against you if you won't do it to me. And that's really what the social contract is. The state is something broader than that, that claims a monopoly over changing those rules. And I don't think that... I do not believe that at some point in the future we can't have a world where states actually, governments actually compete for people's business in a non-violent fashion. The fact is, no one could imagine a few hundred years ago the idea of religions existing alongside each other.
Mm-hmm. In the same geographic area.
In Boston, the Puritans were killing the Quakers. In the Protestants were killing the Catholics in Great Britain. Right now, around the world, you can find Muslims or Christians or Buddhists or whomever killing whomever based on their religion in certain geographic areas. But right here in the United States, you prove every single day that people of different religions can live on the same street and with relative comfort and, relative lack of conflict.
Sure.
So the fact that that can happen, to me, says, because really, what is religion, what is the state, the belief in the state, but a faith-based belief system?
Absolutely. I mean, the state is clearly a religion. You can look at the definitions of cults and then compare it to the state, and there's a lot of similarities.
Flags, costumes, prayers.
Chants, yeah.
All of it. The worship temples.
Hierarchy as well. Right. Jargon.
Education. The indoctrination, strong emphasis on capturing the children at a young age.
And, of course, charismatic leaders, although you could argue that politicians aren't particularly charismatic, but that's just from our perspective. There are plenty of people who seem very enamored by politicians. So,
well, they call it Hollywood for ugly people.
They sure do. The toll-free number tonight is 855-453. So I think to end the state as we know it, people are going to have to change their minds about the state. People are going to have to leave that particular religion and hopefully find one that's, based on consent.
But first, that's going to mean being exposed to alternatives. Most people haven't even been exposed to
any. Which, of course, as we're learning here in Keene, New Hampshire, can create some very violent blowback. I mean, you start exposing people to new ideas and they get scared. And when people are scared of change, they will move towards violence and ignorance and, spreading lies. And that's what we've seen happen here in Keene, New Hampshire, with certain people who are not in favor of changing the status quo. And it's frustrating. So there's a long road out there to getting to where we want to go. And I think that we can get on that road together here in New Hampshire and speed things up, but it's still a long road. Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. Corby's in Houston. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, this is a good lead-in for my topic. I wanted to respond to the caller that talked about the... He kept giving the condo example. Sorry I didn't get his name, but...
I think it was Greg.
Greg. Well, my thought is I think we personally do everything wrong. Currently, we give a little bit of power to cities, like they can pass a smoking ordinance or a water your lawn, but we give more power to states, and we give even more power to the federal government, which is further away from us. And I think we do everything opposite. I think we should give more power to local communities because it's much easier to leave a city than a state, and it's easier to leave a state than a country.
Well, I've never given power to any of those people. I've never consented to any of that.
I'm all for voluntary government myself, but I try to talk to voluntary government. My mom That's just such a concept they can't even comprehend.
Yeah,
right, and this is what he was talking about, is he was saying something to the effect of, well, ultimately, you can leave a government, you can go to a different one. Of course, it's all about the same, or worse, and that much is true. I mean, ultimately, that's true, but if we had significantly more choices, a bunch of city-states, then we'd probably, you know, we'd have more options, people would have better ways of doing things, and this is kind of what Seasteading's talking about, is seasteading.org. But, I mean, really, the fact is that centralized government tends to centralize. I should say the state, the concept of a monopoly on government, it tends to centralize. It eats its competition and grows larger and larger. And that's what we have now with Washington, D.C. It wasn't happy to stay inside the borders of the United States. It's gone out and consumed governments around the world. We've got puppet states and, you know, all around where as long as they do what Washington says, they'll let them live. There's very few places that don't follow the edicts of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I wish that 25 miles was the jurisdictional maximum any government could have. That way there's no world wars or even wars. There might be some scrimmages locally be the most they could do, but the suburbs might attack the inner cities, but that'd be the worst harm they could do. But
I don't know what they want with it.
One last comment, if I can, real quick.
Yep.
I saw that New Hampshire passed the marijuana in the House, like 170, you know, to something, and the government, the governor and the Senate were going to veto it or reject it. And I think that the people in the House should stand together and not pass any of their bills until they pass the marijuana that the people
I love that idea. Corby, you should come here and run for state rep so you can... Well, I guess...
Really?
That's pretty...
I can't get it north of I-10. Dallas is too cold for me. But
do you have a medical condition that prevents you from living in the cold?
It's just too... I don't like it. I freeze to death in Dallas.
Hey, dude, I get cold when it's 70 degrees in my studio, so I totally know where you're coming from. Like, I know what it's like to be cold, and I don't like it either. You know, I have some level of discomfort during the wintertime in New Hampshire, but it really doesn't matter to me because I love being here with these people who are actually making a difference for freedom. Thanks, Corby. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Good luck down there in Texas, where it's warmer, but there's a lot more government, a lot more states. Hey, you know what? If you're feeling fatigued and you need focus, you can learn about modafinil from modup.net. There's a lot going on in our lives these days, and it's hard to keep track of everything. It's easy to get tired. Modafinil from modup.net could help you get the focus you need and get things done. 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about how modafinil from modup.net is making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. Check it out at modup.net, modup.net, and learn about modafinil and how you can get fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. Bitcoin orders get a 33% discount. If you use the code FTL, you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. Just remember to use the code FTL. And also remember, Free Talk Live's an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. That's modup.net with code FTL. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live coming up here in hour number 3 next. 855-450-FREE is the number.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The first human mission to Mars, barely a Earth disaster, when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the Red Planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.